my little knowledge. Amen. But God. Sometimes and oftentimes, God, we take it for granted.
Yes.
We take it for granted that we're going to rise in the morning.
Amen.
We take it for granted that we feel all right this very time.
Yes.
But if it had not been for the Lord,
yes.
All that stuff on earth, but it had not been for the Lord.
Yes.
We say on the outside, but I'm going to say I'm on his side.
Yeah.
I don't know about y'all, but I feel good this morning.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Spirit of Christ, gospel.
Yes.
Jesus, you will know this message from my mind to everyone in the building today.
Yes.
I thank God. I don't know about y'all, but I stand by. I thank God. We've been talking about the service you've been working on. Remembering. Is that all right?
Amen.
Hopefully we won't be before long on today. That's why. The Bible said, he hung his head, for me he died.
Yes.
That's love.
Amen.
That's love. No matter what you're going through this morning, make it with your loved ones. Just continue to have faith that God will make a way.
Right.
God will bring them out. We just need to get out of the way, y'all.
Amen.
Can I say it? We need to get out of the way.
Amen.
How do I know that that's important, that we get out of the way? The Bible said that was the only time that God turned his back on his son. He had to get out of the way. And let what was in process happen, because he was the sacrifice for you and I.
Yes.
God had to turn away, because he couldn't look on. Sin, it had to be a sacrifice. There had to be death for the sin. Jesus cried out, Father, why hast thou forsaken me? But listen, as it went on, and Isaac accepted where he was and laid on the altar, on the wood, Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. What happened? An angel of the Lord. When he made up his mind, I'm going to do what God said do. I done made up my mind that I'm going to be committed to what God told me to do. I'm not just going through the motions. My purpose is to fulfill what God said to do. Sometimes you got to let them go and let God. Sometimes you got to get completely out of the way and let God.
Jesus.
When Abraham had decided in his head, in his mind, in the knife in his hand, offering to kill his boy because God told me to sacrifice him. The Lord knew that Abraham was real. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, he said, here am I. You got to be in a place, y'all. You got to know when God's talking to you. You got to quiet your mind. Sometimes we can be so loud in our own mind with the cares of this world and the things that we allow to come in our life. Lord, I thank you that we can't hear the voice of God. We hear everything else but the voice of God. We hear the child talking. We hear the bank talking. We hear the grocery store talking. We hear the God leadership talking. We hear everything but what God had to say. More was coming in my ear. But when God speaks, you got to be ready to hear. Here am I. Abraham said, here am I. How many know he was waiting to hear from God? I believe he had his heart open and his ears. He waited to hear from God. Lord, I know what you told me to do, but I'm listening for your voice. I'm listening for the instructions that you're going to give me, because I'm counting on the promise that you told me, that you were going to bless me with a son, that he will be the father of many nations. I'm counting on what you told me, Lord. So to be prepared to heal at any time when the Lord speaks. Hear him! And he said, lay not thine hand upon the land. Ooh, Lord, I thank you. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Isn't that wonderful? Amen. And I believe the Lord saying, speaking to some of these situations that our children are in. Don't you lay your hands on me. Oh, turn them loose, set them loose, and let them go.
Thank you.
I need to tell you something, and I really believe that. Sometimes God binds things as we look. Y'all remember the coat? Y'all remember the coat that was tied up? Jesus told him, I know the coat tied up. I know he bound. But he bound for a reason. He tied up for a reason. He tied up because I'm going to need him one day. And I want you to go, when he came time for him to need him, he said, go get the coat. The Bible says no man wrote it. He was tied up. He couldn't go nowhere. He couldn't do nothing. Wait until God had use for him.
Yeah.
And when the Lord said, oh, I think his disciples are going to get him, he was just where he had him bound. Instruction, he said, loose it and let it go. Sometimes our children be in trouble, and the Lord said, they in trouble. Loose it and let it go.
Yeah.
I got use for him now. I got a need for him right now. Come here, let me go.
Yeah.
I didn't let the devil have it. Yeah, he was bound. He couldn't go. He couldn't do. But I had a use for him.
Hallelujah.
You might be locked up, but I got a use for him.
Yeah.
You might be involved in some things that you may not please with, and you don't understand how to use for.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
sir. I got a use for it.
Hallelujah.
When I clean him up and I bring him out, somebody's going to say, it had to be Lord.
Yes, sir.
Nobody but God. You looking at the thing that he's doing, but God said, I'm looking at the thing that he ain't going to do no more. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Angel of the Lord said, hey, don't you want to go home? But I want you to focus on, in that verse, Abraham, Abraham, and he said, here am I. Everything that happens, everything that bows is sometimes in order to perfect those in your faith. God used Isaac's being bound to perfect Abraham's faith. Some was bound and placed on the altar to die to perfect Abraham's faith.
Yes.
The Bible said in Romans, when God promised him the child, the fourth chapter in the 20th verse, when God promised him Isaac, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God.
Yes.
How do y'all thank God that he kept that faith through the whole world here?
Yes.
God, you told me I'm going to have a son. I'm counting on you. I'm holding fast to your promise. And some of us today, I'm telling you, hold fast to his promise.
Yes.
Hold fast to what he told you. One day, y'all, one day, and I know Pastor, that those of y'all that was up here with us yesterday at the Black Heritage Festival, I just believe it, it ain't left my mind, I don't know about y'all. I'm just believing God sent that for a reason. Everybody came to come through there, and she said, hey, listen, I don't know what, it don't matter. She said something that confirmed what we've all been saying, what we've all been teaching. She said, after a while.
Yeah.
You know what she said? She said, after a while, they're going to run into the church.
Mm-hmm.
She said, after a while, they're going to be running to the church.
Amen. Amen.
The time is coming and they're going to run to the church. But here's what was profound about what she said. And I'm telling y'all, we have to listen to when the Lord sent you something. She said, well, we got to be ready to receive.
She said, amen.
We can't have all this old self-righteous attitude. We got to be humble and be ready to receive them when they come. I don't care how they dress. I don't care what life they live. I don't care what problems they may have. I don't care if your head might not be how you think it ought to be. We need to be humble and ready tree as a mango seed. Needing the very same thing that them people need.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm just telling you. We got to be there, though. You don't start this in the house, you got to do that in your walk. You got to do that in your walk.
Amen.
They gave me a new boss. And he got a different persuasion. That's what I'm going to say. When I tell the truth, and I told him I love you, I had to let them understand. Let me tell you something, man. I know you got a problem with religion. And because religion talk against that lifestyle. But let me tell you something. A lot of take you straight to hell just like that lifestyle. I got zero room to talk to you or condemn you. You know you need to know God for yourself.
Amen.
You didn't need to judge. I'm going to love you just like I love the rest of them because God commanded in his word. That's my goal. Coming off and sometimes you talk about him, you talk about his partner, but I don't care. I just sit there and I don't turn my music off either.
Amen.
You never know who God gonna put in your life.
Yes,
and you gotta be able to show them people your love, dog.
Yes,
and the Bible is right, I got it.
Yes.
And his word is true, I got it. Mm-hmm. But we need to understand we come from a long way too.
Yes, sir. Come on.
We ain't always been a little white. And even sometimes we stumble in our walk. And we still have to go because the Bible declares he is faithful and just to forgive.
Amen. Glory.
And sometimes people are violent. I heard a preacher say in the word, I'm the only one left. And I killed all the prophets. And God had to remind me, man, I don't know what you're talking about. But that 10,000, me ain't never bowed. Don't take everything that looked to you bound as being in trouble. Because sometimes God got to hold to it until he has use for it. Sometimes he put it in a place until he has use for it.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. Y'all listen, I ain't trying to be, y'all just hear me out. Just because he was in prison for 10, 15 years doesn't mean he was ready for the master's work in year one. Sometimes you got to go through some stuff.
Amen.
For God to perfect you.
Amen.
I heard a lady give a testimony. She lived a rough life as a lady. But she was trying to tell them young people that out of all that she did, it took her getting to a place in life before she realized who God was.
Lord, all right.
When she reached that place, out of all of that, we talk, she had to make them understand, I did those things, but in those things, God perfected an understanding in me that when I turned it all around, I saw, Lord, I thank you for how worth I could be for the Lord.
Right.
I can tell somebody, don't do that, not just because I'm just telling them not to do it, because I lived it.
Amen.
And when it gets to a place I had to learn how to get out of it, I can show them how to get out of it.
Right.
Not tell them, I can show them how to get out of it. I've been through some things that the Lord put me through. I struggled with some things in my body, sickness and things in my mind, but now I can tell you how to get out.
Glory.
My God.
Ain't none of you going in the woods. If I'm lost in the woods, you come out there and you don't got no map to get out. Both of us lost. Do that make any sense?
Glory.
Don't make no sense. But that's what the Lord wants us to understand today again. Some things that are bound to perfect. They are held until the Lord has need of them. But that don't give you a break to not pray. Not keep them before the Lord. Is that all right? And I'm going to say this. You all don't feel bad when you stop looking for a confirmation of everything God tells you to do. Did y'all hear? Stop looking for confirmation and everything. Sometimes you just got to step out on faith and do it. You may not get a confirmation. Confirmation might not never come. Abraham been looking on confirmation. He told them young men, look, we're going to go worship God and me and the boy going to come back. You have to speak faith, y'all. You have to speak faith.
Yes.
You have to speak faith.
Yes.
Speak those things that are not as
they were.
As though they were. You got to see faith. You got to see it done. I'm speaking it done. I'm not trying to knock nobody's faith, but there's some things you just got to hold on. When God deals with you, you don't need no confirmation of somebody else. Just trust what God is telling you to do. Amen?
Amen.
Trust what God is telling you to do.